The Nagaland police has named 30 Army Special Force soldiers, including a major, in a charge sheet over a botched ambush last year that killed 14 civilians. The police has filed the charge sheet based on a probe conducted by their special investigating team. The SIT alleges that the soldiers did not follow standard operating procedures or SOPs or rules of engagement. The SIT's investigation indicates that the 21 Para-Special Forces soldiers did not follow SOPs during this ambush that killed 14 civilians who were returning home in a pickup truck at night. A soldier then died in a subsequent attack by villagers who surrounded the Jawans in anger after the incident on the 4th of December 2021. So we're asking tonight on Left, Right and Centre, the blotched Nagaland ambush, 30 soldiers named, has this reignited the debate over ASPA? Joining us now is Tokheho Yepthomi, Lok Sabha MP, from Nagaland, the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, the NDPP. We have Lieutenant Colonel J.S. Sodhi, retired Lieutenant Colonel J.S. Sodhi, former company commander in the Northeast, defense and strategic affairs analyst, and Mano Vangnau. She's an editor with the Hornbill TV, who is actually from the Mon district. She's been reporting extensively on this issue in Mon. But Mr. Yepthomi, to you first. The Nagaland government says now the centre, they've asked the centre for permission to act against these soldiers named in the charge sheet. The state police have also written a letter to the defence ministry asking for sanction for action to be taken. What is the government doing on the ground to put political pressure, considering that you're, an ally? I mean, you're really a part of the government at the centre. Do you expect that the centre will respond?
Yes, we have been waiting for the final report of the SIT, and the SIT has submitted today. And the Army Commander-in-Chief of Eastern, Lieutenant General R.P. Singh, has also said that the Army has also completed the investigation. And he said that the people who are involved in the killing will be taken action as per the law of the land.
So therefore, do we have the outcome of the Army's investigation? Is that been made public? Has that been made public?
A SIT report has been made public today,
No, the Army's
and
investigation.
And the Army report. Army report has not made it public, and we are waiting for them to make it public.
So are you satisfied with this charge sheet, or do you expect it to go further? Do you expect to see somebody held accountable, or does the charge sheet satisfy you?
Charge sheet, I think, as far as I'm concerned, it is very clear, because you see all 13 of them were not killed at the same time. Only at 4 past 20 on 4th of December 2021, six of them were killed in a Bolero pickup. And their dead body was kept there for almost 5 hours. And the villagers reached the spot at 9.
Hmm.
And then there was some argument. So then at 10 p.m., led by one major, the 21 special para-forces opened fire upon
your government in the state. There is no opposition. You are part of the central government. Will you be putting pressure on the central government? Because the ball now really is in the court of the central government, now that the findings of this report have been submitted.
Yeah, definitely we will put pressure on the central government.
Right.
And
let's
action should be taken as per the law of the land.
All right. Ms. Vangnau, if you can come in, then you have been seeing the temperature, the feelings on the ground of the people of Mon. Even today we heard relatives of those who were killed in this ambush. They are saying they want, is this justice? Do you believe that on the ground the people will be satisfied with the charge sheet being filed?
ASPA issues in the past, and we have never really had any, prosecution. There's never been a sanction, for any prosecution.
Yes.
So we have no record of any army or any defense, actually standing on at a dock, for such incidences in the past. However, the one thing I see different this time, we've gotten the coverage that we want. the victims were able to speak out, you know, without any hindrances. I think NDTV is one channel who has actually given us a lot of coverage for this. And it's extremely important that, you know, people all in parts of India and like Northeast has a voice.
Have a voice, yes.
And this time there has been a public, you know, outcry. And the government had to also work under pressure. And in fact, the government, the state government has really pushed for, you know, the laws to be passed. And there's a
all
lot
right.
of pressure on the center. And the
this is unprecedented. Even coming this far is unprecedented enough. Lieutenant Colonel J.S. Odi, now that they have been charge-sheeted, do you think this, I mean, say this has been unprecedented, but do you think this is the moment perhaps to build trust, or would it be naive to ask or expect that the army should give the prosecution sanction to take this further?
Jahan Sara, it's my honor to be on your news channel. Well, firstly, this incident was very, you know, wrong to happen. And my heartfelt condolences to all the families who suffered in this entire incident. Having said that, I would like to tell you that the army has got its own very strong internal mechanisms. The army is one organization, I can vouch having served there for 21 years, that the justice in army is very swift, very fast. So the fact that these people have done wrong, there's no doubt on that. But we should also see from another angle that these are the paratroopers who are from the special forces. They are the creme de la creme of the Indian Army. Hmm. Not everyone can wear the maroon beret which they wear. They are the toughest in the Indian Army. The fact remains that when this incident happened, there was a very confirmed intelligence because of which they set up the ambush and this entire thing happened. So, at two ambush points, this Bolero was told to stop. It didn't stop. And finally,
it was a failure of intelligence. All right. I can see Ms. Wangmo disagreeing.
They
unfortunately, ma'am, I'm completely out of time. Both the panelists are disagreeing. But I do want to just say this. The SIT has said it's not reflective of the army overall. But the army's investigation is still underway. We're not sure if we're ever going to see the outcome of that. And can there be justice or closure until one is actually held accountable? The big question, of course, is will the army allow this to be tried in a civil court, because that is what the people on the ground are asking for. That remains to be seen. But thank you so much for your time, for joining us on Left, Right and Center tonight.